Ambassador Wharton told journalists in Harare after presenting grants to various community organizations that the objective of the program is to bring tangible and immediate improvements in people's lives.
It helps Americans better understand the challenges and the potential of Zimbabwe, and helps Zimbabweans better understand U.S. policies and programs meant to support the people of this great country.
He said the program, which is part of large-scale initiatives carried out by some organs of the United States government, also helps to bring Americans and Zimbabweans closer. 15 selected beneficiaries were drawn from more than 200 organizations that sought financial assistance from the U.S. Embassy. They include Jesuit Refugee Services from Tongogara Refugee Camp in Chipinge, Chenuta Secondary School in Murewa, Bagu Village Women's Group from Gutu, Domboshava Community Development Association from Ashonaland East, and the Zimbabwe Opportunity Industrialization Centers Taguta Cooperative from Chibi District of Machuko Province. Jesuit Refugee Service Southern Africa Regional Director Father David Holdcroft said the grant which they received would benefit 50 women and their households.
The refugees cannot generally go outside the camp, and so we're trying to help women. There are very, very limited opportunities to get income. They're very poor, and so we're trying to help women with some income-generating strategies by raising livestock, goats, pigs, chickens.
Another recipient, Councillor Enoch Shindi, said Taguta Cooperative in Chivi would use the grant for alleviating serious water shortages in the district.
We have 89 women using Taguta Garden, and they've been facing difficulties in the event of our dam drying up. Now, when we are given the bore that is going to be pumped using the generator, I think that is going to ease the labor power that was being used by the women.
Murewa District Administrator Maxwell Maburo, who coordinates development activities in the area, said the development projects will go a long way in providing food and nutrition, particularly for people living with HIV and AIDS.
This project is meant for the disadvantaged who are supposed to benefit from this assistance, so that they can take care of their families.
More than $2 million has been distributed under the ambassador's special self-help program in the last 10 years. Grants range from $5,000 to $10,000, with beneficiaries expected to complete their projects within 12 months of signing a grant agreement. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.